Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It is Enter the Light on Thursday night, October 25th, 2018. And tonight is our Spiritual Significance of Halloween show. Little new music, little new night, and a whole lot of fun. I'm Shannon Johnson, your host this evening, with my co-hosts, Jandre Bakke, Natasha Scott, and Ryan Adragna. So before everybody starts their talk tonight, I'll do a little intro about each of our hosts. Jandre Bakke is a certified psychic medium. She also works on crime cases and writes spirit-inspired poetry that is available for music lyrics, ceremonies, or that special event. And we have Natasha Scott. She is an intuitive energy healer, happiness coach, and a palm reader. She's done quite a few years of study in palmistry because all that's in your hand can reveal much about your life, who you are, and where you're going. And we have Ryan Adragna. He is an energy healer with he and his team work from the 7th through 12th dimensions using healing modalities such as Reiki and Sekhem and a few other spirit likes to keep underneath their hat. And I'm Shannon Johnson. I'm a metaphysical facilitator and medium. And my team and I, we work with you to provide guidance that doesn't interfere in your soul contract or in your free will. Welcome, everybody, to the show tonight. I'm so excited. How about you?
Very.
Good for one. Sure.
Hello. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you.
I think we caught Ryan off guard with our music tonight.
A little bit. I wanted to grow a third eye on my spine because I didn't know there was some creepy crawler behind me or seeing the boogeyman footsteps going up the wall. I'm like, holy cow. You know, I was the kind of guy that, I saw The Exorcist when I was younger, and I literally slept the light on for a few days afterwards. I'm like, holy crap, that was bad.
Very scary.
You know, and I, yeah.
Yeah, I went and searched for new music for us tonight, and that clip is actually called Mysterious Forest. And
I love
really
it.
Good.
It's really yeah. good. I can listen to it for a long time. And when you first shared it with us, I listened to it for a couple hours. That's how much I like it. I just left it on. It just went on over and over.
Jan, you must have had a lot of visitors.
Probably.
Yeah, I had the choice. I had narrowed it down to three, and one was called Halloween Midnight, and it was a little bit more like the woo-woo-woo. And then I had found a version of the Addams Family theme song.
So funny.
But I went with this one.
Well,
a little,
you know,
fun
speaking
for the
of Halloween, yeah. Oh man.
It's cool.
Yep.
Yeah. So our discussion topic tonight, who would like to kick it off?
I'll kick it off a bit. It's Natasha here.
Go ahead.
It's interesting, right, because it's seen as a portal, because October 31st is Halloween, but at midnight it becomes November 1st, and then you've got the triple one, right?
Mm-hmm.
One for the day and the 11th for the month of November. But it's extra special this year because 2018 is also an 11. So that's actually 5-1. So that's going to be a big spiritual portal for anyone who wants to do, like, crazy creating, manifesting. November 1st is going to be really amazing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm happy about that, but I'm a little selfish on that one.
I was going to say, time to put on some nice meditation-type music with whatever hertz you like to listen to, 528 or whatever it is you like, and then just focus on what you want to manifest and visualize it and get into it. It'll be so powerful.
Cool, that's really neat.
We have show that night, too. Woo!
Yes,
the first? We
do.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
My birthday.
Yes.
I'm excited.
And you
it's
can manifest
be a whole
what you want for your birthday.
There we go. Lots of callers for this show and a fantastic, fun night of spirit at play. That's going to be my wish I'm putting out there for ahead of time. So,
I think that'll happen tonight.
This is I love Halloween. It's always been my favorite of all the holidays. And I think probably because it has so much mystery. You know, everybody likes to go to the really creepy, eerie side of Halloween. But it was always such a celebration of death and rebirth, because when it first was brought in, October 31st was considered the end of the year, and it was a New Year's celebration on October 31st. November 1st started the new year, part of the winter cycle, rebirth. And yet, everything was finishing October 31st and closing out. And so it was very celebrated time for a lot of different beliefs as well
mm-hmm.
as cultures. Because it really brought us into that root of the death and rebirth time. And the veil, they always felt the veil was thin. And that's when all the loved ones could come and walk around and join everybody here and frolic and play. And that's why people dressed up in costumes, so they could blend in with spirit. And I think that's always so cool because, you know, we as humans, we're always so selfish about our reality. And here was a night that was opened up, and we became the ones that dressed up in costume to honor and blend in with all of spirit.
That's neat.
Yes, it's fun to dress up.
Yeah. You know, do a nice costume party or go trick-or-treating with your kids and dress up in costume. Why not? You're never too old for Halloween.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, not to interject here, but Halloween gives you a chance to be someone you're not, you know, for a couple hours. You know,
yeah.
it gives you a chance to exercise the alter ego of, okay, I'm going to go out and play a character, someone that you're not in real life, and you can have fun with it and jest, you know, and although there are some people I think that take it a little more seriously than others. Unfortunately, they're in jail now. But it gives you the opportunity to just have fun, you know. I don't know. I'd have to Google this, but I don't know when Halloween trick or treating really started. But I think it's become more commercialized today, obviously. But it just gives you the opportunity to wear a mask and say, or you know, you go to your adult Halloween parties and, you know, you get to drink and have fun and whatnot. And it's just an opportunity for you to get out of your shell, get out of your normal set. Cut loose a little bit and say, I'm gonna, this is kind of fun. And so, that's my kind of take on it.
No, that's nice.
Yeah.
I love that. And that goes right into when you were talking about what does it mean and all that. I looked it up, and it has all this stuff on it saying that it is a celebration of all, All Hallows' Eve, All Saints' Eve, is a celebration observed in a number of countries on October 31st, the eve of a Western Christian feast of All Hallows' Day. It begins the three-day observance, and it's dedicated to remembering the dead, including the saints, the martyrs, and the faithful departed. And then it goes into the holiday traditions are from the ancient Celtic harvest festivals, particularly the Gaelic festival, the Samhain, I don't know how to say it correctly. And festivals.
Samhain.
And then it started with that Samhain, and itself was then Christianized at Halloween by the early church. So all of that, it's sort of all mixed up together and somehow or another, but I think it comes out really nicely because I love what everybody says. And it reminds me of just, you know, like kids taking the street, taking over. It's kind of nice for kids to get on the street, you know, because they're not driving yet, and they get to just take over the land, you know, all over the city, all over the cities, everywhere. And I love that part of it. And when we were kids, it was safer, you know. Unfortunately, it's not as safe now. We didn't have to have our parents take us. When we were kids,
yeah.
We just went with our own friends or family of kids, and there was no problem. But anyway, it's such a neat celebration. And so, and I never really understood the meaning of it or even thought about it, really, growing up until now in these days when I start having dreams during the Halloween time. And literally, I mean, really, I actually see my family during Halloween days. I have dreams of them. I mean, and they are right there. So I don't know if it's because we believe in the veil being thinner or if it actually is thinner or what, but it is for me. And maybe it's all subconscious. I don't know. But it actually, that's why I look forward to it, because I always have these incredible dreams with my family who are passed over. So anyway, on and on. And I wrote about some of it in my latest column about an experience that I had too one night. But anyway, this poem is called Happy Halloween, Trick But Not Too Sweet. And it goes, Happy Halloween, I bet you are ready for the fun to begin. Let's go take a ride on a broomstick and get a good balance for our insulin. We might want to choose carefully the candy we may eat. For those of us with sugar problems, even just one piece of sugar will be a divine treat. Hold on to your hat. It's up, up, and away as we fly. It's Halloween. We are jamming in the airways with our cat and broom in the sky. I don't know if I already read that one, but oh well, I've read it again. And this is called Light and Dark. I am light. I am dark. Together we are energy. We are two sides of the same part. We shine synergistically. Together we are living art. And this one is called, I don't know if I read this last week or not, but it's a silly one. I went to Vampire Cafe and sunk my teeth into a Bloody Mary. I already had two Dracula daiquiris. It was fantastic and deathlicious, quite enlightening. I was, of course, a dying testimony of true vampire drinking, just a bloody good time. Next time you go to Vampire Cafe, I would say, suck it up, vampire cup. And then go to
so cute.
go to to Oh Halloween Night, and it goes, Oh Halloween Night, hear my prayer. I might have said this last week. Hear my prayer. I ask to see my dear family in spirit now in plain sight, coming through the witch's brew and black cat smiles and all of the kids' costumes and their new styles. Oh Halloween Night, hear my prayer. Will they come through? Do they dare? Shall we search for them on a broom as we fly? Shall we light white candles and light the pumpkins for our loved ones who are past the sky? Will they send us messages and dreams or just show up for us to see? Oh, Halloween Night, I can't wait. It won't be scary. And then it goes into, I'm just trying to see what else I have here. This is just one that I wrote about my brother who his actual death day was today. So this is the poem I wrote for him. It's called Forever, Not Just Mine. And he died in 2011. I see you through music. I listen to you through colors. I feel you through vision. I touch you through others. How can you be gone? How will I live without you? You are in my heart forever. How will I go on? Time has gone by. I know you are free. I know you are fine. And with many, you are not just mine. And then this one goes, carry your majestic. Carry your majestic into your destiny with no shame, with no one to blame. It's not a game. It's not for fame, but for your wild and for your tame. And this is the last one I wanted to share. I shared this a couple weeks ago. It's called A New Dance. Liberate and free oneself from self-denying and depreciation one may hold. Let go to new intentions in finding fairness, yet being bold. A new beginning to assert freedom, confidence, love, peace, and balance, and gaining a new identity, a new life, and a new dance. And there we go. That's that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I have an answer for you, Ryan, on how trick-or-treating started. It was actually started by the Irish.
No kidding.
They were the one. Yeah, it started in Ireland. And a little bit prior, before the potato famine. And so when many of the Irish came to the U.S., because of the potato famine that was starving them, they brought their Halloween tradition with them and started going door to door looking for sweets and treats. So it had started in Ireland with them doing that, and then they brought it to the U.S., and we adopted it.
basically, you got a group of drunk Irishmen walking around saying, "Hey, I'll give me a treat." Yeah, we can fill the blanks here. Yeah, that's how that works.
But yeah, and you know, I mean, really, Halloween is one of the holidays that has a very long history of being around. You know, it started primarily with the Celts. So for trick-or-treating to come from the Irish is really fitting, since the Celts and the Druids were the ones that really started the Samhain festival for death and rebirth. And Scorpio is the sign of the underworld, connected with Pluto. So they always saw this as such an important time. But it was also when they had the least amount of food. So they would come together, and there was a huge bonfire that they would do for the celebration. And everybody would put their fire hearth out on the day of Samhain, on the day of Halloween. Everybody would put the fire out at home, and they would go to the large bonfire in the center of their villages, and they would dance, and they would bring what food they had available and share it with everybody at the party, and they would celebrate all of the people that they lost and bless the new year for new crops. And at the end of the festival that night, everyone would take a piece of wood from the fire and have it lit, and they would bring it home and relight the hearth fire with that piece of wood from the celebrationary fire, and it was to bless their home for the following year. And if your fire didn't catch, they believed that meant in the next year you would have a death or an illness in the family.
Hmm.
Sound a trippy?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, thanks for sharing. I mean, I definitely will make sure I have some Boy Scout water. Make sure my fire catches. a little gasoline.
Yeah, because you figure back then they didn't use the same calendar that we use today.
Yeah.
You know, for us this is fall, and we have New Year on December 31st, but that was adopted much later, and that was really after the Romans had adopted Halloween into their belief systems once they had traveled and conquered into the Celtic and Druid areas. But since it was such an important time for the people, the Romans adopted it in, and they tied it in to All Saints Day, what became known
right.
as All Saints Day. And mm-hmm. it's also referred to as All Souls Day. And then November 2nd being the Day of the Dead. So you actually had this whole three-day celebration that came about as everybody started to, you know, kind of regroup and add in other traditions. And when the calendar changed, here we ended up with it at the end of, on October 31st, as it had always been. I find that really interesting because it's also known to be a time of transformation. And if you look at how some of the alignment goes in, it makes a lot of sense why it would be such a transformational period. Since, you know, they were very into their astrology back then, and Scorpio represented death. Not to scare any Scorpios out there, but our sign represented death and rebirth. But that's also where the veil being thin came into the belief systems as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because since this was the period of end of seasons and rebirth of new seasons, they felt that the veil between the living and dead became non-existent on Halloween so that they could all celebrate what had happened in the past year and bless them with prosperous new year.
Right, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does. And when you mentioned
and now today
the death
we see
Scorpio,
it as a party. Huh?
I was just saying, when you mentioned death with Scorpio,
uh-huh.
that's when we're having fall right now, so all our, you know, our leaves, like our trees are changing color and all that. So a lot of things are going to die, but in the spring, everything will come back.
Right. Right.
So there's that too, and I think too when the seasons change, I think that triggers people to maybe make some life changes as well, because the weather affects us at all times.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with you. It's that time that we start reflecting and going, what weeds do I need to pull?
Exactly. Like
what ones do I need to look at planting?
Yes. Yeah, I think it makes people, you know, take inventory, take stock of what's going on in their life. Do they want to continue with the same job, et cetera, et cetera. And it's not just the spring cleaning. There's often a fall cleaning as well.
Oh, yeah. clean out all those cobwebs that we've been neglecting.
Exactly.
Yeah. And this year is really significant with it being a 1 or 11.
11.
Yeah,
yeah,
I can't do my math tonight. 11.
Yes, it is. It's been a very good year for people manifesting.
Yeah.
As long as they stay in
definitely
a positive place. They have to stay in a positive place. And if you're in a negative frame of mind, well, you're probably going to create stuff you don't want. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So everything's created by our actual emotional vibration is what creates everything. Not just writing out what you'd like. You have to feel into everything.
Yeah, because if you're only doing the mental part of it, and not the heart part of it.
Yeah.
The intent of the energy goes, it's going to go where your heart was thinking, not where your
exactly
head was thinking.
Exactly. Exactly. And people get caught up on that. They really get caught up on that, not understanding why they're not creating what they want to create. But you always have to feel like you already have it. If
mm-hmm
you can feel like you already have it, it will come to you much quicker.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's such a neat thing to think about, because I'm always trying to think about that, Natasha. That
oh, are you?
Already,
okay.
Having good health. I'm always saying every day, I'm healthy. I feel good. I'm completely okay. You know what I mean? I do it every day.
Yeah, totally.
To bring
that's
that
awesome
in. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and I think one of the struggles we have with that is when it's not happening and we start wondering what's wrong with us, am I doing it wrong, and all of these things, rather than if we step back and look at it for a moment and go, okay, well, perhaps right this moment isn't the right moment for it. There's something else here for me.
Mm-hmm.
To experience and understand. And then it's like as soon as that happens, click, things will start moving in a different direction than you were intending, but that little detour is going to bring you to the place that you needed so that then those manifestations can now come into the alignment.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But when we start doing the negative talk to ourselves, we just put all kinds of boulders in front of it and all around the other parts of it. And it's a normal thing to do. But the more conscious we are of it and go, wait a minute, no. If it's not happening right in this moment, or I'm keep meeting resistance and obstacles, maybe I should step back and look at how I'm trying to manifest this and change the course a little bit, or change how I'm doing my intention, because it may need to come after something else that's really going to make a difference for that manifestation to come in.
That's exactly it. Cause,
that's nice.
What was I going to say? Yeah, you're always being protected from something if it's not going a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it. You're being protected for something that you're not ready for, or it's not ready. It's not ready for you yet, or you're not ready for it yet. It needs to adjust
right
still.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
And then that comes back to being in the present moment, too, because if you're not resisting the present moment, you're enjoying it. And as you continue to enjoy the present moment, you're now enjoying your future and your present. Right?
Exactly.
That's why
people
basically get into a fight with reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great advice from you, both of you. Just amazing advice here.
Thanks, Jen. We're not going to tell
so
you.
So I will
anymore.
Say for we all of our Halloweeners. I was going to say for all of our Halloween people out there, I know a lot of people are celebrating this weekend, and some are waiting until Wednesday night. And just remember, just because the veil is thinnest on October 31st, if you're doing a celebration on the weekend or any other night before then, and you want your loved ones and spirit to join you, ask them, invite them, put their pictures up, put a nice, beautiful photo frame of your loved ones next to your little bowl of trick-or-treating candy, and invite them to come and have that those moments of joy with you. You may not see them, you may not hear them, but I'll guarantee you they will be there.
That's an awesome idea.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Just because they're not here in the physical anymore doesn't mean they can't attend some of the fun stuff we do. And you just never know. They might sneak up and surprise you.
They do. I believe
you.
You
might get a little touch on the ear, a little brush on the back when you weren't expecting it. Or like at my house where they like to turn the lights on and off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's not to be
we
frightened.
We get a lot of noises in our house. We get noises, big noises. Oh, huge noises. And I go, we had one just last week, and it was unbelievable. And I couldn't figure out what it was. Nothing fell, but it sure sounded like it. And I just thought, wow, where did that come from? Yeah.
I had one a couple of years ago yelling my name, and I was like, I thought it was one of the kids when the kids
really?
Were still at home.
Wow.
And I was in my bedroom, and I kept hearing, "Come here, Mom." And I'm like, "What? Wait, I'll be there in a minute." And then I'm hearing, "Shannon, get over here." And I'm like, my kids don't call me by my first name unless they're really being stinkers, and because they know it gets my attention. And I'm yelling out, "I'll be there in a minute, just a minute." And I went over to the other side of the house, and nobody was home. I was just like,
oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right, guys. That was a good one. You got me good. You know, the girls were outside, and I was just like,
"Did it scare you? Did it scare you or at all? Or what did you think?"
No, I just started laughing because uh-huh. Here I was yelling answers back and forth to the other side of the house, and then I get there and there's nobody there.
My goodness.
When I finally saw the girls, I was like, "Were you in the house just yelling for me?" And they looked at me and they're like, "Mom, we just got home." Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, never mind.
Oh, my
We're
goodness.
We're good. But then they'll tell me, "Don't tell me there's things like that going on in the house, Mom. Don't tell me that. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight." And I'm like, "You know they're all fine. They're not going to hurt you or anything." And I'm like, "No, but they move stuff around in our rooms." Which they do.
Oh, my.
I used to get called quite a bit of, "Mom, I'm trying to go to sleep. Would you please go in the closet and tell them to stop it?" My girls would not use their bedroom closets at all. Okay, they wouldn't go in them. They wouldn't use them. They were off limits. So it's not like there was stuff in there to fall down or anything like that. There was like limited few things that I would throw in there to get them out of my hair. But then I'd get called into the bedroom and be like, "Mom, you gotta go in there and go tell them to knock it off. They're knocking stuff around."
Wow.
And I'd look and I'm like, nothing's moved, it's okay. And then I'd step out of the door and I would hear it, the thumps and the knocks. And it sounded like some, it'd be like a cat walking across the table, just knocking everything off the table, you know, mm-hmm. but it was in their closets. Mm-hmm. And I'd have to go in and be like, okay, everybody, out, it's bedtime. And go through and wave through the space and everything and then come back out. And I'm like, okay, I sent everybody away. It's bedtime. And be like, okay, Mom, thanks. Now I can sleep.
Oh, my goodness.
My house is very active.
That's because they're aware that you can connect with them.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And we did.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And
because that's what I've
we
heard
did
that they
do
will
a,
try. Sorry, Shannon, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that that's what I've heard spiritual teachers say, that if they know that you can connect, then they're just going to keep connecting with you and try to get your
mm-hmm.
attention because they need help with something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, very true. And mm-hmm. when we moved in here, my husband and I had gone ahead and we set a crystal grid over the entire property. But we also did two things. We did portals. We have two portals in our house that we created. One is a doorway home. It only goes one direction, out, back to spirit.
Okay.
So any spirits that are stuck or earthbound and they don't want to talk first, because I get
right.
some that they want to talk. They need a little therapy before they go. But if they don't need any therapy, all they have to do is go straight to that portal, and they're home. And then the other one we set up as a visitation portal. And that we have very specific set around it. They have to be of the highest vibration. They have to be crossed beings. But as long as they want to come and visit, spend time with the family, in the home, the animals, on the property, without harm to any of the living beings, they are welcome to come and spend time with us.
Right, right.
So, and that one happens to be right at the open area between my two daughters' bedroom doors.
Mm-hmm. Do you put things around it, Shannon? How do you make the portal?
Making a portal is like doing a punch hole through dimensions. Right? If you think of like a big stack of paper and you used a punch hole through it to go through
mm-hmm.
all of them, it's, for me, that's like the easiest visual to use for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, I don't suggest anybody just go make portals if you're not prepared to do the work and the energy intent when you're creating it. Because if you just open up a punch hole, you can be doing a punch hole into all kinds of craziness.
Right.
But, yeah, we did, my husband and I worked together with it, and it looks, if you were to see the energetic body of it, it looks a
mm-hmm.
lot like a, almost like a flower of life geometric shape. So, we used a couple of different items ourselves when we were creating it
mm-hmm.
to set the intention of it. Now, nobody, when they come over, unless you're sensitive or you're aware of spirit, you wouldn't even know it's there. You might notice that it feels
right.
a little cold in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, you wouldn't notice it. But if you are sensitive, like one of our dogs was very sensitive to it, so he would, like,
mm-hmm.
run past it really fast.
Oh, really?
Or he would, like, peek around the corner at it and be like, yeah. When he passed in November, I kept telling him, okay, Champy, now you'll be able to use that doorway instead of being afraid of that doorway.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, but to make one, you really want to be in a good energy of intent yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to make
mm-hmm.
sure that you cleared off all your shit, all your garbage, any stresses or anything like that, so that your focus and your energy is very strong in the intent. And then for us, it was really like weaving a web of the energy that then would just punch through. And so, and we set those parameters around it when we did it, that they're not allowed to interfere or harm in any way. But it is a welcoming for any spirits that want to come and visit, you know, and want to spend time here.
Mm-hmm.
We did it as well on the outside of the property to invite the fae beings that live in the fourth and fifth dimensional realms, the fairies, the trolls, the sylphs, all of those guys to come. And as long as they behave and obey the rules, they are welcome to come and frolic and take care of our trees and our gardens and all of those kinds of things. And it's really funny because now my granddaughter, when I take her out in the evening and everything, and she'll be looking and seeing the fireflies and stuff, and she'll look at me and she's like, Meme, is that the fairies? I'm like, yeah, baby, that's the fairies. They're here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? She's three, so she's just like, oh, wide-eyed.
She
with
can
it.
See them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did,
you know,
did she tell
but,
you what she sees?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Other
by
times
the way, I was
she's
gonna...
just kind of like, what is that?
I was told by one of the mediums in Eric's spiritual team there, like us, obviously, some of us here, I have a lot of plants in my house and that I have a lot of fairies and elementals here, apparently. Because they like to take care of the plants. They're already here, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And that was
yeah,
confirmed
they do.
For me. Yeah.
They do.
Well,
they love to help. If you invite them in and you don't give them a job to do, that's
right.
when you get the mischief. They like to hide
okay.
things, relocate them. Yeah. So if they're
that's
bored,
like story. Mm-hmm.
That's when you're going to get the mischief.
Okay.
But if you give them a task, like for us, we invited them to come and take care of the trees, take care of the gardens, and help the property to prosper and help the family to prosper. Oh, there'll be busy little bees out there just... We've had amazing gardens. I'm talking like I have to give it away, and I feed like five different other families from our vegetable garden every year.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Because,
fantastic.
Yeah, and all you have to do is ask. You know, it's just the intent that you give it and asking them. And it's the same thing with our spiritual loved ones and our guides. Ask. Worst that's going to happen is that they kind of go, no, I can't do that. That one's not in my thing, you know?
Right, yeah.
But if we ask, we get all, it's, I find it to be comforting now. Now, I have other people that are scared to come to my house. I will say that.
I think it's nice that you're talking about it. I'm glad you're talking about it, Shannon, because for the listeners especially, too, because it lets them know that other that lets them know about it, that it really might possibly be real. And when you talked about the portal, I believe that there was a portal in my bedroom growing up when I was a little girl, because I used to see these things go across the room quite often in different colors, and I could hear, you know, because I am clairaudient anyway, mm-hmm. but I could hear talking, you know, people, and I could see. They were apparitions. I couldn't see people mm-hmm. really. I was like spirits, apparitions, and you know, and I think I've told people about it, and I think they just think, oh, that's weird. Well, it might be weird, but. You know, I think people just need to hear about it, because I think when we talk about it, it scares people to death. They just don't know, you know, but it's nice to have someone else talk about it. So thank you.
Yeah, and I mean, it can be your property.
Yeah.
The property itself, you know, because I've had people come to me and they're like, but my house isn't all that old. I don't know why I'm having all these weird things happen. My house isn't that old. And I'm like, well, what was on your land before? Well, I don't know. I have a big community built here now, you know. And so I'll usually go and look into the history of the area and see who used to live in those areas. Right, because there was a lot of Indian tribes that migrated depending on their hunting seasons. And here I am in North Carolina now, and it's a very prosperous hunting area. We have turkey shoots and deer hunting and all of that going on here. So, you know, you have to kind of look at, well, how long has your area been populated? Who used to be around here before the developers came in? And once you can kind of figure out what was going on that land before, was it a hunting area? Was it more of a village? Was it a trail that people traveled through? And it can really give you clues as to who else may feel possessive over that area. And they can be crossed, they can be earthbound, either direction, that they feel like this was a special area to them. And once we can tap into that root, a lot of times you can resolve anything that's making the residents uncomfortable, but also give the spirits a piece of understanding as to why. You know, I have a great grandmother keeps coming and turning my ceiling fan off because she thinks it's too cold in my house. And I have to keep telling her, I want it on to circulate the air, so please leave it alone, you know. And
oh
then
my.
She'll turn my fan off, you know, again. And I'm like, Big Mimi, stop, please. I need it on. And then it'll go quiet for a while, you know. So sometimes when we're having stuff going on, they're trying to help you, or they might feel an ownership over the area that you're at. And if you can give them the understanding that, you know, well, you're kind of freaking these people out, you can end up getting a mutual agreement to happen at where they'll share it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It's such a vast world. I still don't know. You know, I'm learning more and more about it. I don't know a lot of, I still, you know, I'm just a beginner at it. And I still don't get it yet. But I work at it. You know, I help people with it, and because I see things. And so it's how I, you know, help people with. But I don't know all the answers to it. People ask me questions and I haven't learned some of it yet. You know, I can only tell them what I see and feel and stuff, but how it all works, I just still don't know, you know. And then you get all these different opinions about it too, just like I told you earlier in messages
mm-hmm.
about opinions about the spirits, you know, if they're actually here in this dimension, can they come here in this dimension, can they pass through their higher dimension to come to us, or, you know, all that stuff. It's like, and then you had said, we meet them. We go 50-50.
Yeah.
They come part of the way, and then we meet them with our higher consciousness and energy. So it's really
yeah.
interesting.
What I've
there
heard
was,
about that. Ooh,
yeah.
Sorry, Shannon.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. What I've heard is that the majority of a person's energy goes back to source, but remnant of it can stay behind as a thought form on Earth. Does that make sense, Shannon?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But the major part of the energy does go back to source, and then it does whatever it wants to do there.
And but then, and I, that's what they were saying in the book that I was, that I'm reading recently.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, basically that it's mostly, they mostly cross over there, and they don't,
right.
not their whole part of themselves come here anymore, but they can't, but we can still communicate with them through, like what you're saying, through thought forms,
mm-hmm.
Type thing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and the thought forms are like what people would call a ghost or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, when we go home, you have to figure we only have a percentage of our soul energy that goes in body, because a physical human body cannot hold the entirety of a soul's full energy essence. So it's only a piece, a shard, that goes in body. And it's whole and complete in itself when it goes on its mission. Okay? Because this is our mission that we went on.
Mm-hmm.
As they like to tell us,
yeah.
It was the vacation you went and took.
Oh, gosh.
That would always crack me up. Vacation? That wasn't a vacation. They're like, yeah, it is. Trust me. It was an adventure, right? Yeah. Okay. And so when the soul shard departs the body, you know, we're sitting there going, okay, we have all these belief systems, and that's what will the soul will experience until it remembers. Oftentimes, though, we're already greeted by a loved one, someone we really
mm-hmm.
cared about, someone we were close to, that's going to help assist us to transition into the higher frequency. And
mm-hmm.
I remember something in one of the Channeling Eric videos. It's one of the really old ones with Jamie. And I remember Eric saying, look at the space in your room, any room in your house that you happen to be in. You can see all of the furniture, all the decorations, but look at all the empty space. Now, all that empty space, 98% of it is filled with all of the other dimensions in it. You just can't
wow.
access it because your physical being is designed to only see what is within the dimension that it resides and vibrates in. And I was like,
yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know,
it does
when
make
you're,
sense. Yeah.
When the soul goes home, you know, we go through a healing process and we get to have our life reviewed. It's not to judge it, but to understand everything from everybody's perspective as well as our own. And even those opportunities you passed up, you can see where they would have taken you as well. Until you're ready to rejoin your higher soul. But no personality that has ever been is ever lost. It is always accessible, even if reincarnated, because the personality that was in that soul shard is now within its higher self and can always be presented.
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting. That whole situation of all that is very, it's hard to fathom, but that'll be fun to see all that.
Yeah.
You know
what's
really
snoring over there?
Oh no! But you know what gets
me?
No,
I'm here. I'm here. I'm just on my second bag of popcorn. No, I'm loving the conversation. I'm just chewing some popcorn over here because this is great stuff. Thank you.
I wanted to make sure I didn't lose you.
If most of the, when we're out of body, we don't have a body, right? You know, and so
right.
How do they? Well, I don't understand how. And I've heard them talk. They've talked to me out loud. I was given a full reading by somebody who talked. I heard this lady inside my mind, and it wasn't my voice, it was her voice. She gave a full
mm-hmm.
reading to me for a client. And I said, "Who the heck are you?" And she says, "You're not crazy. I'm a spirit guide. I'm a friend of the person that I was working with." She wasn't my guide, she was their guide giving me the reading. And that was just the most bizarre thing. But how come I can hear their voice? And, you know, when they're not supposed to have voices, they don't have bodies. How can they have a voice?
It's all,
you know what I mean?
Jen, that's all vibration. That's vibration.
Yeah.
Right? Different levels
yep.
of vibration create different things. And just so you know, like, to create things into the material reality that we have, it's like light becomes color, becomes sound, which becomes matter.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to have notes on that. That's how things from the non-physical come into the physical, which is what I just said there. But just
mm-hmm.
because they can't have a body doesn't mean they can't have a voice. It's just adjustment of vibration and frequency.
Right.
Right.
That's all it is.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just like, you might have a client come to you and they're like, you know, I want to connect with my grandma, but my grandma doesn't speak English. And yet you can connect to grandma and give a reading in English because spirit is able to use whatever language we have available, because for them it's just a matter of the vibrational frequency, as Natasha said.
I don't know if this is a good analogy or not, but when you look at your fan blade, guys, in your living room, you can see three or four blades, whatever type of fan you have. It's still. Now, what happens when you speed that fan up and you increase the frequency of that fan? When that fan is on high speed, you can see right through it, right?
Exactly.
That's how I explained it to my kiddos when they were younger. I said, you know what? You speed something up so fast, the vibrational frequency rises, and it goes from the physical to the non-physical. Well, it really doesn't with a fan in your living room, but you get the idea. It just disappears. It's like, okay, I'm looking at the ceiling. I can see the ceiling, the fan's on, but I can't see the blades. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's a rough analogy.
No, that's
a good analogy.
That's really
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I used to tell my kids about the dog whistle. That, you know, you can
can
buy a physical dog whistle. You can hold the physical whistle. It's there. You know it exists. You blow it. The dog is responding to the sound it's hearing, but can you hear it? And they're like, well, no, it's not making any sound at all. But yes, it is. The dog is hearing it and responding to it. It's just
mm-hmm.
in a different
right.
frequency than what your ears are used to. So,
exactly.
you know, like those of us that are clairaudient, we've adjusted our hearing ability to hear higher frequencies
mm-hmm.
than what we would normally.
Yep. Yeah.
Exactly. So
all
that's
right.
why
so
it's all possible. That's why it's all so possible, and people can stop calling mediums crazy, because They just have to realize that that
I'm
there
crazy.
Are many. What?
I'm just kidding.
There are many different there are many frequencies going on, other than
wow.
just this one here. There's more than the Earth plane frequency.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh. All right.
So we have two listeners on hold this evening. Would we like to, we ready to roll?
Yes, ma'am.
And answer these
Let's
couple
get her
of
done.
People? All righty.
Kiki.
Hi,
Kiki's
417.
Right up here.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Mm-hmm. Sure. My name is Linda, and I'm calling from Florida. I was listening
Linda.
To your conversations there. It was interesting. In a good way, not in a bad way.
Okay, good.
So.
You have a question
so.
For us this evening?
Actually, are you able to, or would you guys see if, about somebody that's passed on?
Mm-hmm.
See if you're able to connect with anyone. Or anyone in particular?
You want to know if there's messages from anyone in particular from Spirit for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm seeing a man's face, so I don't know if you have somebody... He's got gray hair. Somebody older.
Okay. That would might be my father.
Yeah.
Now, is there a particular person? I don't know. Would you guys go by name or do you describe them? What would you like? How would you want me to go with it?
Well, I usually see animals right away, but when you start talking about this, I just saw an older man's face with white hair just appeared immediately, and so I'm not really, I'm just getting and he's still there. He's just like a image of this person. Just it's very pleasant. It's not a bad experience, but I'm getting a cat for you too, so
okay. That's all right. I love animals, so.
Yeah. I think I'll just, that's all I'm going to say right now because I'm not picking up on what he's saying right now, but I can tell you what the cat usually says.
Okay. I'll take whatever.
Okay. And Shannon will give you more, and everyone else will give you more too. And, but the cat is somebody, is a being that lands on their feet. That's what I like about the cat. They're so self-sufficient
mm-hmm.
that when things go wrong, they will end up on their feet. You know what I mean? They always do. And
right.
they are very connected to the other side, and they also represent any kind of defeating habits that you may be having now, or relationships will be replaced with something more healthy for you and suitable when the cat comes in. And
okay.
they represent independence and creativity, and also just basically that. Really, they're really stress creativity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can see that.
Uh-huh.
Since you see animals, do you see? I did have a dog that passed away.
Uh huh.
Someone that you could, an animal you can pick up for me, or?
Let's see The four-legged animal I'm seeing looks like a small horse to me. like a really small. It has kind of like its legs are. That's what I'm seeing, and then I'm seeing a smaller dog.
Yeah, the one I was thinking of is a German Shepherd.
Okay, that may be the smaller the dog that looks like kind of like.
Like
it was
little horse.
Yeah, that's what it kind of had that look, kind of a. Kind of had a feeling of what do you call it? Regal, kind of a regal feeling to that.
Yeah, that he was.
What's that?
I said that he was.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably him.
Had a regal presence, yeah.
Yeah, definitely a regal presence is what I was seeing in that.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
Dutch.
Aw. Yeah. Well, I see him and, gosh, but it's in the backyard. I'm seeing him in the yard. Did he like to be out in the yard?
Yeah.
Or was he home dog?
Except he always, he always had to be next to me, pretty much.
Yeah. Home, mommy, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a blue butterfly, too.
Now, are you guys able to see the gentleman that I wanted to connect with?
I think I'm going to pass mine over to someone else and just
okay.
See if Shannon sees that, or anyone, or Natasha, or Ryan.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Linda. It's Shannon.
Hi. Hello, Shannon.
So I have three people. Two are male, one is female. One male is older, the other presents much younger. The younger one keeps showing me like a hug and patting the heart of close love.
Okay.
And the older male, he's so cute because he keeps showing me like a headpiece being put on your head, like a headband that would have little stars sticking up off of it, like for a little girl.
Uh-huh.
And I keep hearing the word adoring, adoring.
Okay.
But this
would
little
be like
headband is so cute. It's sparkly.
Uh-huh.
These little, you would almost picture them like the little alien things you would put on a headband, but they all have little stars on them. And the female is holding a bouquet of daisies. And she keeps talking about pancakes.
Oh, okay. Not sure.
I'm not sure
ring a bell right
why
now,
she
but...
keeps talking about pancakes, but she keeps showing me pancakes. And I was like,
okay.
At first I thought it was like a type of makeup on her face because she has like a real... like that matted type of makeup that they used to use a long time ago.
Yeah.
But she said no, it wasn't her makeup. It was pancakes.
Pancakes, okay. I wonder if it's a different type of food. Okay.
And it could be. It could be. For me, that's what it resembles.
Yeah.
But she did a lot of cooking. She was like the person that everybody went to wanted to go eat at her house.
Oh, okay.
She shows me an apron that's got like stuff splattered on it and flour on it, everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And her hair is very well done, very old style with the larger curls in it, but it's up and tight, like the
okay.
older hairstyles.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if I gave a name of, like, Michael, would that help you any?
The younger gentleman puts his hand up.
Okay.
When you said Michael, he puts his hand up.
Okay. Now, would he have a message?
Between the other two.
Okay.
Give me just a minute, because he's using symbolisms.
Okay.
You can talk. I can hear you if you talk. he pulls out in front of him. The first thing he was showing me was, you know, how we used to make those paper chains?
Uh-huh.
And this one's hearts. And he holds it up in front of him, this chain of hearts.
Okay.
He says, you're never forgotten, and neither am I.
Right.
Okay. He's
nice.
Tried to come into the dreams, but you shoo him away.
Oh.
He says, you shoo him away like if he's a fly going, no, no, no. Perhaps because perhaps in the dream state you're feeling like it's not real or it couldn't be true.
Yeah, I don't know. But I always love to hear from him.
Yeah, he wants to be able to talk to you in your dreams. That's easiest
okay.
for him.
Okay.
He says he just needs you to welcome him when he shows up because, oh my goodness, this is funny. He's showing me like he's knocking on the door. And you're like, no telemarketers can come here. And he's like, knocks on the door. And you're like, no, no, I'm not answering. Shoo, 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 go away, go away. So go ahead and start for yourself setting the intent that you welcome him to come into your dream state and speak with you.
Okay.
And you won't shoo him away next time.
Okay.
And if you're dreaming of somebody knocking on the door, answer it.
Okay.
She doesn't let me in.
Question for him. Are you able to let me know how he passed and what was the reason?
How he passed. He's showing me two things. One, grabbing onto the chest,
mm-hmm.
and it feels like getting hit in the back of the head.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what happens. But...
Yeah, he just keeps pointing to his chest. So for me, it feels a lot like perhaps a heart attack or a stroke started to happen. But I keep feeling this a lot of pressure on the back of my head.
Okay.
He says it was really fast. He thought he was going to get back in his body, but he did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking a look at that for me.
You're welcome.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask Linda. Linda, do you know how he passed? Or
no, not really. I kind of hear different rumors, but I don't know what the real truth is.
Yeah, yeah.
I think some of it's for people knowing, just to kind of smooth people's curiosity. And I think some of it was kind of kept hush-hush, I guess.
I don't know.
This is what it is, though.
Natasha, Ryan, do you have something for Linda?
Natasha here. Linda, I pulled some angel cards for you. And one of the cards is self-acceptance, and the other one is playfulness. And I also pulled the signs card for you. So I think your angels and guides are giving you signs. So I hope like you're noticing them and following them.
Okay.
And then
I do at times.
And also, are you playing enough in your life? Are you having enough fun?
Enough fun? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you making an effort to have fun on a regular basis?
Oh, have fun.
Yeah.
Probably not, to be honest with
you.
Yeah,
that's why I pulled that up. And what about self-acceptance? Do you feel good
inside? That's always a hard one for me.
Okay. So, yeah, these are the cards I pulled up, and this is what the things you need to focus on.
Okay.
Playing more, and that'll put you in a higher vibration, and then you can work on the self-acceptance once you're in a higher vibration. It'll actually help with that. I'm not like a medium or anything. I'm the happiness coach.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I always, you know, if people need some ideas to change things, but do whatever. I mean, maybe you have to come home and clean the house, but then turn on some music and dance around while you're cleaning the house. Just insert that fun everywhere.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
it's going to happen. For that person that passed away, whatever your intuition is telling you, that's probably accurate.
Okay.
You know, because I feel you know it subconsciously, and if it's not coming to you consciously, it eventually will surface for you.
Yeah. I have some feelings, which some of what, you know, the heart and head probably has something to do with it, but I just still, there's just a whole story that I don't know about that no one wants to talk about, and it may not even be death related. It's just I haven't seen him for so long, you know, from school and nobody ever wants to share anything, so.
Well, you can ask your guides before you go to sleep if they can help you see what happened in your dream.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll show you if they think you need to know or whatever. Like, they'll decide if you can handle it or not, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
True.
Yeah.
But,
I appreciate,
you know, you can send his soul some love, you know. It'll give you some peace as well.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate all the readings.
You're welcome.
It was
Thank
nice
you
connecting with you.
Yes. Well, thank you guys very much. And I'll, I think you have somebody else on the line. I'll give them a chance here. So, well, thank you very much. And you guys have a good Halloween. Oh, I'm sorry.
We still have Ryan for you, too.
Oh, yes. Okay. I was like, I don't know. Maybe it didn't count right, but whatever. You know.
It all did.
Hey, Linda.
Hey.
Hey, Linda. It's Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
So this is an experience for you, a lesson that you signed up for, a handshake, and the lesson for you is grief, learning how to process grief, okay? And this is a lesson for you connected from your fourth chakra, which is your heart, to your third eye, which is your awareness. So there's a string attached between those two. I can't really add much beyond what Natasha and Shannon talked about, but what I can tell you is that when you think about him, when you go to night, when you go to bed at night, okay, Linda, just say his name and think about him, because he has already crossed over. It's like mail call, you know. It's like when you think about him, you have to increase your vibrational frequency to the fourth dimension, which is the astral plane. Okay. And he can drop his vibrational frequency down from I believe he's in the fifth dimension. He's in the general population. He can drop his vibrational frequency down to the fourth dimension. And you can meet him in lucid dreams. And, you know, lucid dreams are, you know, when you're dreaming, you just meet him and say, hi, how you doing? You know, and all that kind of stuff. So try your best if you want to. But my only caution to you, Linda, is when you do that, the fourth dimension isn't all hunky-dory, okay? I always call an Archangel Michael to protect yourself, because the fourth dimensions were a lot of ghosts and goblins and trolls and whatnot remain. You know, that's where they hang out. So before you go to bed at night, just say a prayer to Archangel Michael. Say, Archangel Michael, please be with me. I want to see him, but I need protection. Okay. So in other words, don't loosey-goosey just go into it and say, oh, I want to see him again, blah, 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 blah. No, you need a little bit of protection, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So don't forget about that, because when I channel, when we have to pass to the fourth dimension, you always need protection, because, you know, you just don't want those nasty critters and hitchhikers on you. So get protection, and you'll have to make the request for maybe every night for a couple weeks. It's like snail mail, you know. It's not like an email or an Instagram where it magically goes across. It takes a little bit of time and effort. So, that's kind of an oxymoron, because spirit is timeless. But he'll get the message, and he'll work on dropping his vibrational frequency down to meet you. Okay. Does that make sense?
Sounds good. Yeah, I'll give that a try. And.
So I want you to work on processing grief, because that's what you're going through right now.
Okay.
You know?
Well, this was a while ago that he's passed, but I think it's popped into my thoughts, maybe it's because his birthday was just a few days ago.
We're all,
that's my thinking.
You know, we're only human. Every one of us, including him, puts their pants on one leg at a time. It's a grief thing, and it hits you once a year, right? And
I'm not really sure, but
what's that?
I don't know. I said I don't remember what happened last year, but I looked him up on the, you know, on the internet, and I was like, oh darn, his birthday was just a few days ago, and I'm like, oh, maybe that's why he's stopping in, you know. So.
Well, he's anxious to meet with you, so do those little instructions I talked about, and hopefully you'll see him in the next couple of weeks on Lucid Dream. You guys can meet halfway and go have some coffee somewhere, okay?
There you go.
And here's the trick. And here's a trick, Linda. When you wake up in the morning from a dream, the less you move, the more you remember. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're one of those persons that leapfrogs out of the bed, chances are you're gonna forget what you dreamed about. So if you had a really delicious dream, just sit there when you wake up and savor the flavor. Like, ah, that was so nice. Oh, it's a shitty Monday now. Seriously, and I'm quite serious about this. The less you move in bed after you wake up, the more you remember. And I don't know, I can't explain the science behind it, but it works for me too.
No, that's true. It is true.
Alrighty.
Well, thank you guys very much.
And have a
good
Halloween.
Oh, I have one more tip for you, Linda.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What you got?
When, you know, when all of a sudden somebody's name or something that represents a friend or a loved one just keeps popping in your head, and then you call them and they're like, oh, I've been thinking about you the last couple of months. Spirit does the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spirit does the same thing. So when they're really wanting to let us know that they're around or that they hear us, that, you know, they know we're thinking about them, it'll be like, God, I haven't thought about Michael in forever. And now that just seems to be popping up everywhere, something that represents him, something that I see that name over and over again. That's them pushing through to get our attention and go, hi. My dad does.
Yeah.
My dad was nicknamed Red as a child, so he was always known as Red in his life. And now, since he's been over since 2012, for me with him, it's like all of a sudden I'm seeing pictures with red doors everywhere. It's like the color red keeps showing up and a red door keeps showing up. And then I was like, oh, Red. Dad, hi. I got it. I heard you. You know?
Yeah.
So when you're getting those, just acknowledge it. You don't always have to verbalize it. You can do it in your mind. If you're around people and you're like, yeah, I don't want them to know that I'm noticing this.
Yeah.
You know, or even if there was an animal that they, you know, had a stuffed animal that they really loved, maybe squirrels was their thing. You know, they were always talking about the squirrels. And then you've got squirrels that are like knocking on your door going, hello.
Yeah.
That's spirit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's spirit.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much
great.
For calling in tonight.
Well, thank you very much for your reading. All right. You guys have a good night and a good happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. We have completed our first show on Thursdays. Dun, dun, dun.
Yay. Yay.
Congratulations.
And hopefully our regulars will be able to join us on Thursday night as well. But since we're going to start wrapping up, who would like to go first to share their contact information?
Well, I can, and my name is Jennifer. Andre Bakke, and my website is www.wefindourway.com, and I'm on Facebook and on Twitter and at Channeling Eric. The end.
Awesome.
Okay, I'll go next. I'm Natasha. My website is healingthroughintuition.wordpress.com. And my email is palmreadingandhealing@gmail.com. And I'm also on Facebook. Thank you.
Alrighty. People can find me on Facebook, Ryan and Dragna, or my website, healingsforspirit.com, or Gmail, healingsforspirit@gmail.com. I don't know if I have a Twitter account. I have to double check that. That was a joke. What's a Twitter? I don't know. No, I don't have a Twitter account. I'm not even sure of an Instagram account. I don't know. I have to check it out, too. But, no, thank you, everyone. Much appreciated. Much love and gratitude to Natasha, Shannon, and Jan. You guys are all lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ryan.
You.
Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Jan.
Thank you.
Thank you, I'm Natasha. Shannon Johnson. You can find me on Facebook at Shannon Johnson Metaphysical Facilitator. And my website is ladyastral67.wixsite.com/home. And for those that didn't catch it on the recording, it is posted on the Blog Talk link, all of our websites, to scope us out. And the Sacred Embers team has 3 shows every week. On Monday night is DC Love and Eileen Powers on Angel Antics. On Wednesday night is Divine Connections with Sue DeLamonte, Lynn Bleasdale, and Jody Higgins. And then us, Enter the Light, now on Thursdays with Jan Drake Bakke, Natasha Scott, Ryan Adragna, and me. We will
thank
catch
you for
you
a great job.
Yeah.
Next week.
Good show tonight.
Good show, yeah. Good discussion. I think everybody will enjoy it that listen to the playback. So,
yes.
It was a lot of fun, guys. You guys all have a happy Halloween, and we will see you on 11/1 next week.
Oh, yeah, guys.
We should finish off with a boogie laugh, huh? Who's got a good boogie laugh besides me?
Well, I did that. Did you hear it?
All right. Jan, let's hear yours.
I don't know.
There you go.
We should do that clip from The Wizard of Oz. I'll get you, my pretty. And you little dog, too. Sorry, can't do it.
All right, Natasha, let's hear yours. Good boogie laugh.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
Of course. We got to have a little Halloween fun to finish the show off. Let's see if I can get enough air here.
That was a good one.
Your husband needs to sleep in the other bedroom now. I mean, he can sleep with me. I don't care. Holy cow, that was really good.
I swear, I was just in a haunted house right now.
Oh man. All right, guys. You all have a good night. We'll see you next week.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.